Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
I don't know who this is. Is this Cindy Lauper?
For you.
I don't.
Never let anyone walk all over you. Open your heart and your mind.
You're going to know this, Steve.
Is it Sinead O'Connor?
You're going to know this.
It sounds so familiar.
This way inside. Someday somebody's going to make you want to turn around and say goodbye.
All right, fair enough.
Till then, baby, are you going to let you hold down and make you cry?
Is this a reference?
Someone posted on the Facebook page, and it just made me remember how much I wanted to have sex with all of Wilson Phillips. All of them, all at once, in one, like, massive orgy.
So you want Wilson on one end, and you want Phillips on the other end, and you want them shish kebabbing you?
There are two Wilsons and one Phillips. There's three.
All right, so you're going to be jacking off one Wilson, and then one Wilson in your mouth, and one Wilson in your boo-hole.
They don't have penises.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know how they're going to jack me out, and how I'm going to jack them off if they don't have penises.
Wilson? Phillips?
Oh, well, they just happen to have male last names.
Oh, I thought those were their first names.
No, not at all.
I thought they
were... No, it was Carney and China Wilson.
I thought they were just really effeminate guys.
Or is it... It's Carney Wilson and China Phillips.
Actually, have you verified that they don't have wieners?
I have not, in all honesty.
So it's still up in the air.
It is. It's like, you know... it's like that Heisenberg uncertainty principle. The penis will not really... The penis is both there until it is observed.
It's Steve's wiener uncertainty principle.
Well, there we go.
According to the wiener uncertainty principle, we can't be sure.
Well, this actually helps out because that's a great introduction for our big news. Game Classy has its first sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we sponsored by the ass crack guy?
No, we're not sponsored. You'd love that, wouldn't you?
I fucking would. That guy's a champion.
So, let me read this right off the bat at the beginning. We are sponsored by the Northampton Gamers, War Gamers of England, of the UK. I don't know if it's Northampton or Northampton. Northampton.
It's Northampton.
It's Northampton.
You gotta say it right.
You gotta say it right.
I'm doing a Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. Yeah.
You gotta say it right. It's Northampton. I'm a chimney sweep chim churro sharam bippity bop.
Well, basically, this is
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. We play war games here at Northampton War Games Club. Right, cheerio, chip pip, put a shrimp on the barbie, all that stuff. He basically said, we sat around last week in the club laughing about dicks, butts, and dick butts, but mainly that it was pretty cool to sponsor you guys and thought we should at least contact you to see if there was even a slightest chance. And I was like,
are you going
to
pay me money?
And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit, we'll promote the hell out of you. So there you go. It's, you got, apparently there's two war game clubs in Northampton. There's these guys.
Ooh, do they have a bitter rival?
They do. And the Northampton Warlords, sorry. It's got to be Northampton. There's no Northampton. It's Northampton.
What about Northampton?
It could be. Or Northampton.
What about North? I think Northampton.
Northampton? You want to say that? You want to go with that?
Northampton is my favorite.
All right. So apparently they have these, the Northampton how you say it again?
Northampton.
Northampton. The Northampton Warlords are all 50 plus historical gamers. And so they're their bitter rivals. So it's like the Jets and the Sharks of Northampton.
When you're a Jet, you're a Jet all the way.
When you're a Jet from your first cigarette to your last dying day. That's right. I was in musical theater.
I never
get
watched,
over it.
I never watched that program. I just know
West
about
Side
it because,
Story. You mean?
Yeah.
The Academy Award winning movie.
If.
By the way, you want to hear? You want to hear an interesting fact about West Side Story?
Musicals are poop.
No. Oh. West Side Story lost the Tony Award for Best Musical to The Music Man.
The Music Man's the one with, and that rhymes with G. Yeah. That's a capital N, no, right? It's capital B for black man. We're not racially correct.
It's Trouble, my friends, right here in River City. That's Trouble with T that starts with P. That's Trouble that starts with P. It rhymes with pool, and that's P that stands for pool, my friend. You got trouble, 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 trouble.
With
trouble
Batman.
And then they go, monorail, monorail. This ring came off my pudding can. He's my pen knife, my good man.
Monorail, monorail, monorail.
So they so they're out there. So they meet in a classroom for LGBT teenagers above a nightclub. So there you go. Oh, they're seeking a larger venue, and they so they're looking for more people. So that's part of the reason out there. Mix of fantasy sci-fi games, good D&D, and Legends of the Five Rings roleplay groups.
Dude, if I was meeting in a room above a club, I would hope that my game was peppered with yes. That would be awesome.
Actually, it's probably, since it's in England, it's probably just filled with pet shop boys.
I don't even know.
West End Girls? You don't know West End Girls? Ah, oh, you suck.
I hate music, dude. Do I? Oh, all right. I guess I do.
Best side. You know that song.
Probably.
Everybody knows that song.
I don't know. There's a lot of times where I'm like, I've never heard of that, but I just don't know what it is because I actually heard it.
What about Kraftwerk?
Well, of course. I know Sex Object. A classic. A perennial classic.
So, yeah, this is a shout out to them. They have their Facebook page. We'll link it on our Facebook page for them. They are our sponsors.
We should put the shaft of a dick and then Photoshop the website on the shaft.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I'll do that for them.
Just saying. no, it's got to be really veiny, too.
I'll get one of those...
like Hulk Hogan veiny.
I'll get one of those Japanese like wooden penis dolls that they have, and I'll Photoshop it on that.
Nice.
Yeah. But they're going to be our...
That's classy. That's classy.
They're our sponsor for the next couple podcasts. So so this is right off the bat saying, thanks for sponsoring us. And they actually paid for our bandwidth for the year. High five.
Woo! Thanks, Northampton.
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 We have to call them Northampton Gamers.
I was cleaning some chimneys over near Northampton, and I decided I wanted to go play a game. So I said, I'm going to go find me a gamers club. So I joined the Northampton Warlords, the best historical gaming group in the world. And there's this other group from Northampton that are really shitty.
No. They're the ones that are sponsoring us, not the Warlords.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I 100% knew that when I went into that.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure of that.
No! Oh, I knew it!
They are, yeah, we don't want to support the historical gamers. They're probably sitting there saying, like, World War II, we would have won that. Even if the Americans didn't call me, we would have won World War II.
They can't actually get that far because they're too busy counting the rivets on their tank.
There's one short.
Do they have hover rounds in England?
You mean Freedom Mobiles?
Freedom Rascals.
You can't call them Freedom Mobiles in the UK, though.
No.
Because the UK does not stand for freedom.
Is it Monarchy Mobiles?
The only place that stands for freedom is America. Have the Freedom Mobiles where they can eat all the chips and soda they want in their cart.
Yeah, do they have Monarchy Mobiles over there?
Well,
they don't have pictures of the Queen on it.
Well, presumably, if it was a monarchy mobile, that implies that it would be for the Queen.
Are they fueled by the Magna Carta?
They're just fueled by classic ye olde British imperialism.
It's fueled by tea, sir. Tea.
There you go.
It's one of my favorite little
tea and warm beer.
Tea. I tried being a beer snob.
I don't say that would be easy.
It is.
You need to do is be like, this is miserable.
Pretty much. But I have tried like English warm, you know, like that. It's beer, but it's not like just like a pilsner. But I tried it and I'm like, nope.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, beer's total ass. Like, I'm not a big fan.
I like beer. I'm just not. It's not like my. I don't go out of my way to be like, oh, I need a beer.
Yeah, see, if I'm going to drink, I'm just going to get the hardest, most crude, brutal alcohol I can, and I'm going to drink it as fast as possible.
Yeah. I'm kind of like that too, but I'm not the brutal like gross stuff. I prefer something that I can at least enjoy while
I don't need to enjoy it because it flies past my mouth hole and into my gut so quickly.
Your mouth hole.
I'm just like whoop, gone.
All right,
gone.
So yeah, we're up there. Thanks for sponsoring us, Northampton.
Yes, Northampton.
Northampton. All right, Northampton. So we got a lot to talk about first. You want to go into, because I know you really want to talk about your thing.
No, I'm going to save it for last.
Oh, you want to save that?
Okay,
we'll save it.
Or perhaps we'll save the end for last.
Or the best for the end.
Or the best for the rear.
Yeah. Bringing up the rear. Ass crack.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, last week was the Games Plus auction, which I consider to be where I get my State of Chicagoland Gaming. Now, actually, there were two auctions. There was Dragstar's auction and there was Games Plus auction. Dragstar's auction was almost 80 to 90% GW.
G-dubs?
now this is, I don't want to necessarily downplay it, but it's a relatively newer auction. It's only been, this is only their second year.
It looked like they had quite a lot of stuff.
They did have quite a lot of stuff, but I don't want to comment too much just because it's like they're gaining their following. So it's in a newer area. It's newer. So of course, a lot of the people in that area, that's heavy GW area. So it's going to be very heavy GW. Part of the reason why I look at Games Plus is because Games Plus has carried everything over the years. I mean, they carry Infinity, War Machine.
Lots of Dust.
Lots of, well, not as much, but they do carry Dust.
No, I didn't mean the Dust game. I mean lots of actual Dust.
It's true. You could go there sometimes and you're like, where the fuck is this model from? And you blow it off. It's like, and there's hieroglyphics on it. You're like, Jesus Christ.
Hand carved in ancient Egypt.
out of
It belongs in a museum.
So do you. But yeah, so I went, and of course there's always like a lot of really crappy. Let's talk about crappy terrain at these auctions, because people, I know that you're just pushing the limits of what you can get away with.
Push it to the limit. Because people will pay way too fucking much for your shitty, awful pink foam terrain at the auction.
No. Not even pink foam terrain. The white
flower pot terrain.
Yes.
Nice.
Like those parts that you get in your computer that you pull off the sides, and you're like, hey, this would make a good bunker. And then you actually try and put some paint on, and you're like, what was I thinking? And then you just throw it away and ruin the environment. But you're like, but people actually, one guy brought in like 6 boxes of just the white popcorn foam things, and he put it out there as war game bunkers, unpainted and unassembled. And it was just the foam in the box, not even anything on there, tried to sell it.
And it
sold.
Yes.
It didn't sell for a lot. But,
it still sold.
Someone
sold garbage.
He sold garbage. Someone else brought in blankets from Bed Bath & Beyond, like tan blankets as desert map. And he showed a blue one as water map.
Oh, man, that's
and
great.
And someone bought it, and not for cheap, like $25. I'm like, you could go to Bed Bath & Beyond and buy it for cheaper. I'm like, holy shit,
if I could get cash out of that auction, I would be all up in that business.
Business.
Yeah, I would be focusing on it every year.
Yeah, you get store credit when you sell. I actually sold.
Yeah, I mean, I could that's the thing. You can always convert your store credit into cash. Easiest way to do that is buying Magic cards.
Magic cards, yeah.
Yeah, because I would be like, you know, if I ended up with...
But that's like you have a whole other step involved with that. You got to sell it on the bay.
Also, you take a loss, because if you sell for $3,600,
mm-hmm,
and you buy Magic cards at retail, because Games Plus only sells shit at retail.
Yeah.
You're getting $3,600 retail of Magic.
Yeah.
So that's going to be probably, because like 10 boxes of Magic is about, or 2 cases of Magic, roughly is going to be like $1,300. So you're probably going to get 24 boxes, so 4 cases, give or take, you'll probably end up with 24 cases.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is you can't sell the 24 cases for what you paid, because you paid retail, which is absurd. Like, charging retail for Magic cards, or just retail on your product in general, is crazy.
Yeah.
Only reason that you can afford to do that is because they own their building.
Yeah.
And they've been around for a super long time. So then you got 24 boxes, so you could probably sell them for, you know, to a store for like $90, maybe.
However, could you also...
You could sell them on the bay.
Also saying is, couldn't you also open up the packs, sell them, lot them out, like basically take the rares out, sell the rares?
Yeah, you could in theory make your money back and more.
And more.
If you were
willing
to do the
singles. But that's even more time that you have to sink
into it. It's also a little riverboat gambling. Like, with 24 boxes, you're highly likely to just average out because you have so many boxes.
Yeah.
And you could always hit a jackpot where you get like a...
Black Lotus?
No. It's actually like foils. Foils are huge. But if you can get foreign foils, like a Russian foil Jace the Mind Sculptor from Worldwake.
I love that cartoon when I was
a
kid.
Sold for like 10 Gs.
Jace and the Mind Sculptor.
10 Gs.
Well, whatever.
That card's not even old. That's the whole point. Like, that card is like came out like 2 years ago or
is
a year
it,
ago.
Is it, so it's Russian?
Yeah, foil Russian.
I'm sure it was Putin who bought it. It's got to be. Do we have any listeners in Ukraine? Probably not.
Probably not.
No.
Probably too busy fighting a war for their independence.
for their freedom. Now, there's one guy sitting there painting like GW figures like, fuck these Americans. I don't want to be your sex object.
That's German.
Whatever.
No, I said they're too busy fighting the Russians for their freedom.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, so you only get store credit there. So you
put me on.
Another way you could do it is it any way to make back your money even involves an extra step. Like you'd have to buy stuff and then paint it up and then
The best way is magic. Yeah. You buy it, you can flip it sealed.
Yeah. There you go. And that's the only one, but you still have to have that extra step of reselling once you buy it again.
Right, hitting the bay or finding a store to buy it from you.
All right, but let's talk about what was actually at the auctions. They do four auctions. They do collectible minis, so your WizKids, your D&D stuff, anything that comes in a box that you have to open up, and then collectible minis cards, so the magic stuff. And always,
yeah, I did sell D&D minis there, the collectible D&D minis there once, and I was shocked by how much
they make so much money. But that's because people really like them for wargaming. It makes sense to use them for wargaming. They're little pre-painted plastic figures. They're painted like ass, and they smell like Sri Lankan tears. But
they smell really good when you first open the package. They have that like fresh.
That's Sri Lankan tears, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to go to Sri Lanka. I want to get myself a young Sri Lankan and just beat him so I can smell his tears.
Yes, exactly. Nice. What do you think they use as their paint medium? They use the tears. Blunk,
blunk, blunk. I see.
They use it to paint the figures.
See.
Eyes are always on the fucking cheeks or over like on the fucking forehead.
You know what the best was? Fucking, I had a saber tooth for HeroClix, and it was the best fucking thing ever because his eyes were extra large. The white was extra large, and one eye was looking up and one eye was looking down, so he looked like Garfield. It was fucking amazing.
Oh, he hates Mondays.
I really wanted to repaint him a deeper orange so he'd just be Garfield with
Garfield with the
floppy eyes.
He's all.
Yeah, and then I wanted to get Wolverine and paint him like John and give him the floppy eyes.
He's like,
John, why are you going on the dates? You're going to die lonely. Give me some lasagna. Hey,
did you ever see Garfield without Garfield?
I have.
So good.
Yeah. Me and Kevin from Vinyl Exams had a thing that we did for a long time. And we put up on the internet a while ago. We took them down, though. It was, what we did was we'd take, it's really stupid. And I don't know why I'm even explaining this, but we take Peanuts cartoons, you know, the Charlie Brown ones.
Yeah, I hate Peanuts.
And we take out all the dialogue from the first three panels and replace it with like actual text from philosophy, like Nietzsche. So we put Nietzsche in all the bubbles, except for the last panel. We'd always leave the zinger that they would do at the end, where it'd be like Charlie Brown be like, oh boy, my mom's going to be pissed. And it would just work out every time. And I don't know why. And Charlie Brown would never say, my mom is pissed.
He would be like, my mom is going to be sure sore.
Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah. They would be like talking about On Sexuality by Nietzsche and just poop, poop, poop. They're like, oh boy, my mom's going to be
metamorphosis.
Sore. Yeah, exactly.
Peanuts is poop.
That Charlie Brown, he could never kick that football. Mm-mm. As much as he tried.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, actually getting to auction stuff. 40K was selling like there was so much 40K there. It was ridiculous. Wait, back to my original point. They do the collectible card and mini auction. That was nothing unusual there. It was all the same stuff. There was no surprises there. Then they do the historical Eurogame night, which is the historical any sort of board game night. So it's usually Eurogames.
Board games. I'm getting a drink.
Well, Steve is up getting a drink. Nothing there except historical gamers complaining about Euro games and Euro gamers complaining about historical games. Pretty much it. There was also your occasional Milton Bradley game that people were like, why is Twister here? This doesn't belong in a real auction. Monopoly. Star Wars Monopoly.
None of us are able to be flexible enough to play Twister. Mostly because I can't touch my own waist.
Twister, that's sex in a box. We can't have that in our house. Good Christian household.
I tried to play Twister with my wife. Now she's dead. Actually, I think she's still stuck in my side somewhere.
Is that a whale or your wife?
Don't make fun of my wife.
Okay. He leans forward and hits the forward on his freedom scooter.
Carts crash, away. Crash. If I ever have the joy of owning a freedom scooter, I'm gonna make sure it gets modded so that whenever I move forward, it goes like the fucking Jetsons car.
For a second there, I thought you were doing the opening to Lost in Space.
No. Danger! Danger!
Oh, you can take this climate, of course.
Danger, auctioneers.
So yeah, that was just people complaining about the other thing. So they're actually talking about splitting it next year. But that's not anyone cares about that. But Eurogamers are like, we hate Eurogamers. And Eurogamers are like, we hate historical gamers. And then it turned into like Bye Bye Birdie. All of a sudden it's like, kids, what's the matter with kids these days?
Bye Bye Auction. Yeah.
Adults.
The neckbeards got you now.
Yeah. Exactly. Then they did the standard D&D the RPG auction. Thank you. You didn't even say anything. I don't know why I was thinking. The D&D auction, a lot of second ed D&D stuff.
It was
there.
The mental command.
I was watching it, and it was going for good prices too.
Yeah.
But I don't know if people are actually playing it or reselling, because dirty resellers are awful human beings. They're just scum of the earth.
I think people
the
are.
The scum of the earth.
I can't disagree with you more. Yep. Everyone wants to make some profit, and if their goal is to make some profit.
See, but I know that's how you think, but for me personally, it's like I would much rather, like, if I was selling something, okay, like let's say I sold a painted army that I did. I would much rather see it go to a person and see it go cheap to a person who's going to play with that army and do stuff with it than a person who's just going to try and flip it and try and make money off of it.
Well, you're selling it. What the fuck do you care happens to it after you're done?
I do, because
it sounds
pedigree.
Like something you shouldn't sell. if you have that much emotionally invested, yeah,
I do.
You probably shouldn't sell it.
Well, no, you know what? I had to sell it because I had to sell a lot of shit because I'm running out of room.
Well, then you should because
people keep sending me stuff.
You should nut,
which I love. By
you
the way.
Should nut up.
Not
and sell your shit and not give a fuck what happens to it when it's done.
No. Dirty sell. And you know what? It's not just necessarily my stuff, but it's stuff I want to buy.
Like, oh, so in other words, you're butthurt because people outbid you.
Yeah, because they don't even want it.
Very good.
They're just like, I'm going to try and resell this on the interweb and make a dollar more than Joe was willing to pay.
Oh, man. You know what was awesome? When I went to the auctions and I just fucking destroyed everyone on the Tyranid, Epic Tyranid stuff.
Yeah.
And I was getting them for like $2, $3. Those went for so much fucking money.
Yeah. I know.
That was
That's
awesome.
What I always regret because I always leave... You know, I don't leave early, but I leave before the auction ends. But all the good stuff happens at the end of the auction. Next year, I have to just, like, not go at the beginning of the auction because there's nothing I want.
Just get some nose plugs and go all the way.
Yeah, go all the way. Oh, it's so bad, the smell. but, yeah, the RPG stuff, a lot of D&D stuff. There's never a ton of Pathfinder stuff, which I find interesting.
I was like, who the fuck is reselling D&D?
What do you mean? Like, oh, no, there's a huge secondary market. I know... tertiary market at this point for D&D. But what I'm saying is that there's never a lot of Pathfinder stuff, which I find interesting, is that people, when they buy their Pathfinder shit, are holding on to it. And that's the only thing I can imagine. If Pathfinder is as big an RPG as it is, and they're not reselling it, that just means that people are holding on to it, which means that there is a significant investment in Pathfinder as is, which I find very, very interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, Pathfinder's pretty flexible, just like any other RPG.
Yeah.
You could have just the core books, just the hardcovers, and that's all you need. Or you could be going with the adventure paths.
Yeah. Mm. Third ed D&D goes for a lot, too, whenever it shows up. Not a lot of third edition D&D shows up anymore, but that's just because I believe people are still holding on to their old stuff, just because fourth ed was so bad. And there's not a lot of fourth ed stuff, but I believe that's because people didn't buy fourth ed.
No, fourth ed sold very well for like about a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe two years.
But then everybody dumped it, and so now people are using it for kindling on the East Coast, still recovering from the hurricane last year. They're like, this is cheaper than firewood. It burns so much better.
It's super flammable. If you even touch a flame to it, it's an inferno.
Then the mini auction.
Wait, I support the resellers, especially if they outbid you.
I say, fuck you, resellers. You're awful human beings, and you deserve... You deserve to have your ass crack photographed. Yes.
Especially if you outbid Joe specifically. Yeah. That makes you even better.
I didn't put it, a lot of 40K was up as per usual at the mini auction. You know that, but it always goes.
Were there any Adeptus Titanicus legions?
No one's done that yet. That was just a lot, and it was going for really good prices. I mean, not like low prices, but I mean it was like this was definitely a seller's auction. Like, people were buying stuff at ridiculous prices this auction, and I don't quite know why, but a lot of 40K stuff was going for pretty good prices.
Well, you know, the other thing that always might color this the auction around this time of year a little different is that tax returns
It's true. You do get your tax return.
So, like, some dude, normally doesn't have $3,500 to just blow.
Yeah.
He suddenly got $3,500 and he wants to blow it. And he's like, well, I'm going to hit the auction.
I'm going to buy Adeptus Legions.
I think that's reasonable.
It's a good
people
idea.
People are willing to spend more when they have more.
That's true.
So
I won't lie there. Aside from that, what kind of surprised me is there wasn't a lot of Warmer Hordes this auction. Sometimes you get a lot.
I think people are finally like gelling their lists.
you think finally after like 7 years, people are gelling their lists.
Yeah, people have come to grips with what they want to actually use.
I mean, there was some, but there wasn't like as much as I've seen in the past, and that was interesting at least. But yeah, so I really consider the state of Chicagoland gaming is that I think a lot of people are dumping 40K. There's already a massive fantasy dump. People are just dumping fantasy like
as
left and right, and no one is rebuying it. The fantasy stuff did not go for as high as I've seen it go in the past. I could have picked up so many different armies for cheap. I mean, cheap is relative.
Yeah.
But I the fantasy dump has officially begun.
It's in full swing.
It's in full swing. 40K, I think, is starting to get there, but I still think there's a lot of people who really like 6th edition, so they're holding on to it. What happens with the next edition of 40K might push more people out, and then it's just going to get smaller and smaller.
So you're going to make even more busted allies rules.
Adepticon is coming up. I'll be very interested.
Space Marines and Tyranids are Battle Brothers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't they be in like a certain list or something?
No, there's like a. I think
it's the Grey Knights.
No, it's Blood Angels and Necrons. Oh, you're thinking of they're not Battle Brothers, but they're at like they're not like automatically like super enemies.
Yeah,
the funniest is just fucking Eldar and Dark Eldar. It's Battle Brothers.
Yeah, who knows?
Sweet, that's some awesome background you got there, Games Workshop.
I will only buy Dark Eldar if they come with spike dildos.
The best thing is when people talk to me, they're like, "I like the background 40K," and I'm like, "Well, I mean, I kind of do too, but." Which background do you like? Do you like the original background, or do you like revision number 373 billion?
Yeah. I mean,
there's just retcons left and right.
I will give you a.
They got more retcons than George Lucas.
Yeah, I'll give more of an update on what I think 40K, how I think 40K is doing at Adepticon. I'll be very interested in seeing
a Derptikern.
A Derptikern.
I'm going to a Derptikern. You know, an interesting note. If anyone, I'm just going to throw it out about Adepticon. If anyone hasn't been to Adepticon and you're thinking of going, make sure you're playing in events. Because as a convention to like go and do stuff at, Adepticon's awful.
Yeah.
Miserable. One of the worst places you could ever go if you're just trying to like roll around and do convention-y stuff.
Yeah, there's not a ton of demo games. I mean, there are, but it's not like.
Dude, their fucking store, like where the demo games and all that stuff were, was like the size of this room.
Yeah, it's tiny.
It's not very big. And that's it. Other than that, there's just the smelly rooms where people are playing games.
Well, yeah, it's because it's not a the convention aspect of it is it's a gaming convention.
Right. Oh, no,
I'm
not knocking the convention in the way it is. I'm just explaining if someone is thinking of going and they haven't been.
Yeah.
They need to plan for events. Because I know there's like seminars and stuff, but you have to sign up for them.
Well, that's the whole thing, too, is that it's better than a Gen Con if you're a wargamer, if you're a tabletop wargamer, it's better than Gen Con.
Except for War Machine Hordes, because there's infinite War Machine Hordes events at Gen Con.
Yeah, but even still, there's a tournament and there's everything else. If you go to Gen Con and you're a tabletop wargamer and you're only a tabletop wargamer, you're going to be sorely disappointed by just the lack of shit to do.
Unless you're Warmer Hordes.
But there's only, like, yes, there's Warmer Horde events, but you go around and there's nothing else Warmer Hordes related.
No, there's like a, you could play from Thursday to Sunday nonstop War Machine Hordes.
You could
there's
do that at Adepticon. Events.
If the fucking event's not sold out.
Well, yeah. I mean, it sells out fairly quickly. Yeah, also, Adepticon's not for profit, so, you know, they're all about just spending as much money as possible on this crap. Okay, so, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I'll give you more of a 40K update when we get to it. We're halfway through the podcast. That's what we get for fucking around so much.
I blame the Northampton guys.
I blame the Northampton guys, too. Okay.
We should just extend the duration of the podcast and cut it, you know, past the Northampton part.
Yeah, exactly. So just in terms of Kickstarter and of just some gaming stuff, some Kickstarter stuff, Arcadia Quest, by the time this goes up, will just about be over. It made $650,000 for, say, it,
I've made up my stance.
Yes.
Fuck Arcadia Quest. Yeah. And to follow up that, fuck Super Dungeon Explorer.
I like Super Dungeon Explorer a lot.
Yeah, I don't like those games. They're,
like, to me, Super Dungeon Explorer feels better than Arcadia Quest.
You liked the ribbed version more than the studded version.
Exactly. I like a French tickler. It just all depends on your playstyle. I think Super Dungeon Explorer really has that video game feel to it. Like, the nice things that they did in the gameplay to make it feel more video game like. This just seems a little bit more like a chibi dungeon crawl.
I mean, it's just they want to sell it because Super Dungeon Explorer did really well. So they're like, we're going to sell this game.
Well, yeah, and Super Dungeon Explorer's Kickstarter starts, I believe, next week or the week that this podcast comes out. So you can just keep your eye out for it, Forgotten Kings or whatever it's called.
There's The Shadows of Asterion, new book that Kickstarter's still going along.
And that's a horror-based Shadows of Asterion, right?
Yeah, that's the RPG.
Yeah, but I mean, is it anything special or is it just another expansion to the RPG?
It's a fully fleshed out adventure.
Okay, so it's an adventure.
Yeah.
Because I remember they said a medieval role playing game somewhere between Ravenloft, Game of Thrones, and Call of Cthulhu.
Yep.
Winner of 3 Ernie Awards.
I still need to find if they have a fucking bestiary. It's like I cannot find a bestiary. So I'm like, I don't know how to run this game without monsters.
You got a rust monster?
I don't even have enemies.
What about owl bear?
Like, should I be making enemies? Every enemy as strong as the player characters? I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
it's got a lot of background about monsters and about villains, etc. But it doesn't have any rules. I need the rules.
Some of the stuff in this, okay, like, if I was into RPGs, which I'm honestly not. I mean, I like RPGs. I like collecting the books. I like reading through them. But, I mean, I'm not, like, the type of guy that looks for, like, a really solid RPG to play. Like, I'll just play, like, you'd be like, hey, Joe, you want to play a superhero RPG? And I'll be like, do I have to play it, like, constantly? No, it's just the one night thing. All right, I'm there. But some of the stuff in this Kickstarter for Shadows of Asterion looks awesome. They got the Monastery of Tuath or whatever it's called, and that it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, the amount of work and the detailing that goes into it kind of makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, absurd. And the minis are really sweet, too. They got 35mm minis.
Oh, do they?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I've seen these, yeah. They're pretty good. I mean, they're not GW level. They're not the finest plastic toy soldiers.
What can be the best toy soldiers in the world, really?
Yeah.
Other than $180 Titans or whatever the fuck.
I think they're only 150.
Who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares?
They're too fucking expensive. You know, you know what you can get for $150? I don't know. Half an X-Bone, half a PS4.
Yeah, but then you'd have to be an X-Bone or a PS4 peasant. Peasant gamers. Speaking of, how's Dark Souls 2 going?
Oh my god.
You know what? I'm glad that you have found a community where you could all sit around and jerk each other off about how great Dark Souls 2 is.
Who's part of the community?
Oh my god. So many people online like that, and that's the other part.
Oh no. I know that there's a gigantic Dark Souls community. But let me tell you something. I don't get involved with communities.
No.
With communities.
Okay.
I hate communities.
No, that's the Dark Soul players. It's not really a community so much as it is a bored collective hive of people going, this game is so much better than all your peasant games.
That's actually not accurate at all.
Yeah. No, oh, it is accurate, sir. Oh, it is accurate. You're like, the skeleton, the first skeleton is so hard to beat. It's so great. Oh,
look,
this is so much better than your baby games.
I don't want to throw this back in your face, but people who are miserable at video games probably shouldn't talk about video games.
I'm miserable.
You're miserable at video games.
I'm miserable at
games.
No, I play all my games.
You can beat Assassin's Creed, which is a game made for three-year-olds.
See what I'm saying?
It is. It's a fucking game made for three-year-olds.
You're miserable.
You can derp and push buttons and beat that game. Be like, oh, Ezio, you're doing combos. Fucking shit stains.
Ah, this guy beat me so hard with his first punch.
Look, just because you're really bad at games doesn't really mean that you need to be all fucking butthurt.
What's this? Does this come with like a soundtrack?
What, Asterion?
Oh my god, Asterion comes with
two. I have the soundtrack.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
I kind of want to pledge on this one. Just get soundtrack.
It's good.
Does it have like dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, no, it's just very like atmospheric dun, 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 and it's atmospheric and heady.
Like that type of music.
Have you ever even played Dark Souls?
Yeah, I have played Dark Souls. I mean, it wasn't bad. in all honesty, it's not something that it's something that if I wanted to sink the time into, I probably would enjoy it. It's just, it just seems like something that would just frustrate me, and I just really don't want to play. I mean, I'm not in all honesty, I don't care either way about the game. It just seems like a time sink I don't want to put into. Kind of like Skyrim. Like, it's not that, well, it's saying it's like Skyrim.
Skyrim's a time sink.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's like I didn't want to put the effort into getting the most out of the game. How about that? I like games where I can literally put them in and I get a good story and the gameplay is not awful. And it's, you know, it gives me, it leads me from point A to point B.
Spoon-fed games.
It takes me on a journey. Like, I like movies for the same reason. I want to go from point A to point Z and have fun along the way. I don't necessarily want to be like, oh, the skeleton, it took me 6 hours to beat him. I don't have 6 hours to beat the skeleton.
It took you 6 hours to beat the skeleton. You're really fucking bad.
But I'm just saying, you know, maybe.
That's the whole point. Like, people who are like that, they're just really bad.
I don't want to take 6 hours to beat the winged demon of Tuareth. You know, it's like, I don't need that in my life.
It's so funny because it doesn't take you that long.
But I'm just, okay, so it's an exaggeration, but still.
It's like really exaggerated.
If I spend 6 hours in a video game, I want to have like massive.
If you're attempting a boss like that much and you're like getting your shit shoved in that hard, there's plenty of things you can do to not get your shit shoved in that hard. Like, you just need to not keep. Like, Dark Souls is kind of like when I watch someone play it, I find a lot that like the definition of insanity really just like grips people when they're playing Dark Souls.
Do the same
it's like,
thing over and
yes,
over and over
exactly.
Again.
He's like, I'm gonna dodge left, and he dodges left and gets killed. And he's like, oh, and then he goes back into the room and he's like, I'm gonna dodge left, and he goes dodges left and gets killed. And I'm like, fucking dodge right, like what the fuck?
God damn it!
They just keep trying to do the same thing, and they're just like, they get all butthurt.
They get all butthurt.
They do.
Speaking of dungeons, the dungeon Kickstarter, the Dwarven Forge Caverns Kickstarter started.
It's not as cool as Dark Souls 2.
Okay, well, but we're, you know, talking about some tabletop stuff.
Fuck Dwarven Forge,
dude. It's nice. And,
yeah, no, Dwarven Forge did the other one.
Yeah, they did the dungeon one.
Yeah, if they have a follow up, buy it. It's good. It's gonna be a great deal.
It's really nice. Also, I would shell out probably the extra money to get the painted ones, because you're going to be like, I'm going to get all these. Fuck the painted ones. I'll just paint them myself. You're not going to paint them yourself. They're going to sit in a box.
Yeah, just buy the painted ones.
You're going to be like, I'm going to paint these someday.
Fucking, if you can buy painted terrain. Because every time you go like, I don't know about anyone else.
No,
but
you're absolutely right.
Yeah, if I buy terrain, I'm like, I'm going to put this together and paint it. It just fucking goes in the closet.
Exactly.
Never touched again.
Exactly. Everyone is the exact same way. RPG players, tabletop wargamers.
I thought I had some terrain. I thought I had a castle and like ramparts. What the fuck did I do with that?
You open up, there's an entire unassembled medieval village in a fucking medieval kingdom.
Oh, that's right. I never built it or painted.
Yeah. Exactly. Daniel from the Under the Mountain blog actually sent us a cool thing about this game called Bar Fight Minis. The fucking minis are gorgeous. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
It's got to be an ex-confrontation sculptor because the sculpts look very similar. But it's actually like a sports ball game.
There's a couple peasants and
yeah, they're playing their Xbox. Xbox. But they've got to be ex-confrontation sculptors. It's a sports ball game, but it's actually not involving any sort of sports ball. It's about a tavern brawl. So I get a skirmish-based tavern brawl. Looks interesting. I love the sculpts on the figures.
They'd actually be pretty sweet for just straight-up D&D.
Yeah, I mean, and they're not, like, and since they're not sports ball, they don't have, like, random helmets and shoulder pads on.
Right, yeah, the big ogre dude with a table, like, that guy's just legit. Yeah. He's just an ogre with a table.
He's just legit. And they would be really nice if you're doing, like, a, let's say you're doing a D&D campaign and you have them always start off in a tavern.
Or the tavern bar brawl, which is a classic. It's a classic trope of D&D.
Classic trope. Yeah, I would take a look for it. It's actually what the hell is it? Heap sent it to me beerandd6s.com. That's beerandd6s.com. Interesting. I took a look through it. I was like, "Oh, this is fun." I would highly recommend this. And I like it. The dude barbarian's got like his fist up, like he's giving.
Oh,
like
he's just doing the insane
solid
uppercut. Yeah, it's good stuff. And he's still got his beer though.
Yeah, the only
or figures, his mead.
The only figures they got available right now at there is the dwarf, and the drunks.
But do they have dick sausage?
The drunks with there's two drunk peasants that are sitting there, which would be pretty.
Oh, actually, you know what's pretty exciting? That has nothing to do with those guys, but Wasteland 2. Is What's Wasteland 2? It's a Kickstarter that ran a while ago. That's a it's a RPG, computer RPG.
Yeah.
But I actually like didn't hear about it until just now because apparently I was living under a fucking rock. But it's the game that preceded the Fallout series.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Just want to say like it's still available. You can buy it or donate towards it. I guess it's not considered a purchase because they have to cover their asses in case something goes horribly wrong.
Yeah.
But at this point, it doesn't appear that way. But you can still donate and get yourself a copy of Wasteland 2 just in case. You ever heard of that? Because I know a lot of wargaming fans like played like the original Wasteland stuff, and it's like it's a fucking hex based RPG. And hex-based RPGs are pretty fucking sweet.
Another thing that's just going to be available, Victoria Miniatures put out their Imperial Guard figures. They're straight-up Cadian figures.
You know, super expensive, but pretty nice.
Yeah. I would if you can get them if you can get them without having to pay like
$50 for 10 is just too much fucking money.
That's how much it costs for fucking GW figures.
I know. It's exactly.
If some people still like GW figures.
I mean, those look much better than the GW figures. So if I was willing to pay the GW prices, I would buy those.
Yeah.
But I'm not willing to pay that fucking much for miniatures.
Oh my god! You want to hear? Speaking of Kickstarter news, because you just reminded me of this. Someone put this on our Facebook page today. Apparently, have you heard about the Robotech Kickstarter issues?
Mm-mm.
Some of the figures are going to be multi-part plastic or multi-part resin. People are losing their shit because they're going to have to put together little tiny Robotech models. No, honestly, you look at the page. People are losing their shit. They're like, I don't have time to put together these pieces. Granted, they are small and there's a lot of pieces to it. But isn't that what Robotech originally was back in the day? Didn't you have like little tiny plastic models?
No, they were
models?
Action figures.
Yeah, but I mean, they were little tiny plastic models for Robotech. I remember having some.
No, there were action figures and then there were some small ones for Robotech.
But I mean, like, that's what it was. It was like you had like a little sprue and you'd clip out the little pieces and you put them together and put together the model. I remember they were kind of expensive, which is the reason I didn't have a lot of them. But I had a couple of them. I had those cool jets with the legs and the arms. And I was
Veritech
like,
fighters.
This jet has legs. This is just silly. I remember being like, 6 and thinking that. But yeah, people are losing their minds over it.
I did always find that the middle form's kind of weird.
Yeah. But I mean,
cuz like it's a robot or it's a jet or it's a jet with arms and legs. It's like why wouldn't you just turn into the robot?
My personal feeling is the jet with legs is pretty much a Kenny Loggins like song brought to life. It's Top Gun and Footloose brought to life.
Good lord.
Yes.
No one would be able to survive.
Highway to
Yeah, I'm not a huge Robotech guy. I'm a Gundam guy. So I don't really know too much about Robotech. Uh-oh. So I'm sure some Robotech fan will be able to tell me why.
Do you have a derogative name for a Robotech fan?
No. It's not like that.
We call them Robotykes just because Robotykes. They can't handle is a Gundam.
There's a few fandoms that I absolutely detest. Whovians.
Yes.
Browncoats.
Yeah.
What the fuck's the...
So far I agree with you on both of them. Even though I'm a fan of both of those things. Robotech?
No. Gobots.
Gobots. Oh, you don't like the Gobot fans?
Gobotters.
Gobotters.
Gobotters. And then like various...
I didn't even know there was a fan base
various,
for Gobots.
Various other groups.
I'm anti-Gobot as well. But also just because of the same thing, I'm anti-Transformer. Just because like... I'm anti-Transformer because I don't like Transformers. I just don't like the fans because they've gotten way into this, like stuff I've never seen. And so they always reference stuff and like... Well, in Transformers, Gochiban 58.
Oh yeah, see, I'm just like whoa.
It's
just G1. It's just G1.
Exactly.
There's no need for any other Transformer.
Is that the cartoon from the 80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
The original
then,
Optimus Prime, Megatron.
I go all the way up into that series that was just after the movies. With Rodimus Prime and...
Rodimus?
Yeah. And all like the people that, like, RC and all the ones that debuted
in
the movie.
That's still G1.
Is that still G1? Okay,
yeah.
That's what I'm... Okay, I didn't know if that was, like, a separate series.
Yeah, Ultra Magnus and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all G1.
Shit!
What the shit are we gonna do now?
What the shit are we gonna do now?
I remember seeing that. I was like, oh my god, he said shit.
Junkacons.
Transformers.
More than meets the eyes.
Yeah, and there's the Insecticons. And then... Megatron got turned into motherfucking Galvatron. That was sick.
Do you remember Did you see? Have you seen the preview for Transformers 4 with the?
Actually, looks pretty cool.
I know. I was like, oh man, they got Grimlock.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty cool. I'll go see it. I've seen all the unabashedly all of them in theaters. I've seen every one of them.
The third one was
actually we saw the second one at the drive-in, which was fucking sweet. I love the drive-in.
They've gotten so progressively worse.
The third one wasn't as bad as everyone. Like people were talking about the third one being worse than Hitler, and I'm like, it's better than the fucking second one.
It was. It's better than the first one too.
I'm like, what the hell?
What I really loved about it is I loved all the Chicago references. They were like, shut off the city, and they raised the bridges, and I'm just like, oh, they meant shut off the loop.
Yep.
The loop, people.
Yeah, it was
fucking
sweet.
You know, the city's like 12 square miles.
Like unabashedly, don't care. Like, and that's the thing. Like, what the fuck are people expecting out of an action movie about giant robots?
And I thought that because probably the budget was smaller on the third one, the transformation sequences weren't as crazy, so it didn't look as messed up, in my opinion. Like the second one seemed like everything was like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, holy fuck, what the hell is going on? And I watched that. So the fourth one, if it has Grimlock and Grimlock talks in third person, I'll be super happy. He's like, Grimlock hungry. And then he like fucking like he eats something and he's like,
me
no.
Grimlock me smash.
Yeah, exactly. Like what they should have done with Dr. Doom in the Fantastic Four movies, you know?
No, Dr. Doom should have only had one line, Richards. And that's all he could say. But yeah, that's it. Like, what?
So you have come to Latervia to see Doom.
What the fuck?
Like, how come they didn't do that in the movie?
You know what, Raul Julia playing M. Bison, That's Dr. Doom.
That's exactly.
Yes.
No, you are absolutely right.
That's Dr. Doom.
He is the.
We're going to need to expand the food court. All the major franchises will want in.
Exactly. That's what needs to have happened in that movie. All right. All right. So
I don't know what people are expecting out of fucking action movies. It's like, what, you want some fucking like Oscar grab from fucking Leonardo DiCaprio? It's got to be that before you would go like, oh, this movie's
I wouldn't
okay.
go Oscar grab because Wolf of Wall Street was really good.
That's all he does, though. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio does not but Oscar movies. He actually requested that a movie get delayed, so he had two chances to win an Oscar with, like, back-to-back movies.
I don't know.
That's all he does. All Leonardo DiCaprio does is try to
good.
Win Oscars.
So what is it? What is the point? If it's good and he's doing
it... I mean, it's awesome because he doesn't win one.
Okay, so, like, the last...
No. My point was not Leonardo. My point is, do people only give a shit if it's a fucking Oscar movie? Like, oh, everything has to be at that
but
level.
Oscar and, like... crappy movies can still be fun. It's just that they have to really embody that spirit. Like, I think Transformers 2 alienated so many people because of how bad it was that, like, even me who loves, like, silly, stupid action movies was like, I left Transformers 2 with a headache going, this is bad.
But 3 was good.
3 was fun. 4 will be fun. Like, I just watched 300 Rise of an Empire.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
Fucking phenomenal.
Really?
There's okay. the greatest hate.
I was really worried about that movie because I'm just like, how are you going to do a sequel to a movie that's over?
My biggest problem? Not enough muscle mass.
Not enough?
No, not enough.
Did it not have enough muscle mass to match the first film?
No, not at all.
That's garbage.
I know. Well, the whole thing I read about it, because I was like, I was going to complain about muscle mass. And then the guys were like, someone was saying like, no, the whole point is that these are Athenians and not the Spartans, so we didn't want them to look as big as the Spartans. Ah. I'm like, all right.
You win this round, Internet.
You win this round, Internet. Yeah, but I mean, it was pretty epic. Ava Green was friggin' phenomenal and gorgeous, and there was
Ava Green Cersei?
No, Ava Green is the Persian fleet commander. Oh, she's like the villain of this. She's great.
I was trying to figure out who the actress was.
She was in.
I'm no doubt I will see it.
Yeah, she was in Casino Royale. She played the Bond girl.
Dun, 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 dun.
Well, I don't know what that was.
That was the James Bond thing.
Ba-na, ba-na,
no. Ba-na-na. In the newer movies, they don't do that. They don't. Dun, 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 dun. That's the. I mean, you've seen the new movies. They don't do the same thing.
I don't know.
Thing.
Maybe I'm just whitewashing history.
It's because you're such a huge Pierce Brosnan fan.
I am. GoldenEye is fucking fantastic.
No, it's not. He fucking like jets away from an avalanche with a rocket.
I know. I love it.
It's so shitty.
It's so good.
So fucking
Sean
shitty.
Bean.
They're like, you got Goldfinger.
Gold
as the finger. Definitive best classic Bond.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
You think?
No Bond is better than Goldfinger classic. And then you've got the Daniel Craig Bond, who is by far the best Bond.
My favorite
best Bond. Don't give a shit about Sean Connery.
Okay.
Best Bond.
If you want, in my honest opinion, you know who my favorite Bond is? Timothy Dalton.
Ew.
I know.
Ew. What?
Watch it. Watch him.
You
again.
Got two legit choices, and you pick Timothy fucking Dalton.
Watch Dalton.
You're the guy who liked New Coke. That's I figured it out. The whole deal is you are the guy who liked New Coke. Like, I really like New Coke.
Go watch the Timothy Dalton versions movies. They're actually very good. They were doing with Timothy Dalton what they did with Daniel Craig, like years before, just because without Brosnan. It's if you go watch them, you're like, oh, these are dark. Like Bond is like, it's real badass. Like Bond is like fucking brutal in those movies. And it's like, you're like, this movie came out in like 88. This is fucking dark for 1988.
Yeah, but is there any point where some guy goes, diplomatic community, and he gets shot in the head and he's like, it's just been revoked.
Diplomatic community.
Yeah, that's how he says it. It's hilarious.
It's great. I know what you're talking about. Revoked. So what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Robotech.
If anyone could tell me why the Veritech fighter middle form is a thing, please let me know.
Well, no, aside from that, but people losing their shit over it. It makes me laugh.
Oh, yeah, people losing their shit over it.
I mean, because I know you do Gundam models, and those are always tons of parts. And yeah. I've been working on WW2 models for a while now, and those are shit ton of parts, and I've gotten much better at it since my first debacle with them. I've kind of been like, oh, okay, this is how you do it. You have to approach it much, much differently than doing like a GW model.
Right.
Yeah. So once I've kind of got the hold of it, now all my models are looking nice, and they got good clean lines and everything on them. But yeah.
Cleaning mold lines, what a sucker. That's why I clean the shit out of the mold lines on my Gundams.
Yeah,
but it's easier because the parts are bigger.
No shit. Like, okay, so I put my first painted models up for auction. This is the first time I've ever sold anything painted at the Games Plus auction. Mm-hmm.
What were you selling?
I sold that Lannister army I did for Kings of War because you never wanted to play me. and so I put that up there, and there were no clean mold lines on that army. I did it really quick. And, you know, it sold for a decent amount of ducats, so I was kind of surprised about that. People were upset because it was based Kings of War style. They were like, I can't do anything with this. They're not individually based. And I was like, okay. And so it didn't go as much as it could have because it was on the Kings of War basis.
Well, don't they have a big following for Hordes of the Things there?
Yeah, I think that's why it ended up selling as it was. But even for Hordes of the Things, it's not properly based.
Mm.
Yeah, there's specific basing for Hordes of the Things. But aside from that point.
Butt sausage.
Yeah. Cleaning mold lines is for suckers.
It really is.
Exactly. All right. So we got some time left. Do you want to talk about your thing? Steve is smiling right now. All right. So in case anybody could not hear the news this week.
Magic tournaments. The final frontier.
These are the voyages. Of an extraordinarily brave man. His 6-month ban due to exploring emotions, feelings, and the darkness inside us all.
Darkness inside your pants. So anyway, the dude...
intergluteal cleft.
Dude went to magic tournaments, took pictures of guys' ass cracks. Steve thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Fantastic. Did you see the one where the black guy joined him with the prayer hands?
Yes, I did see that.
So good. So good.
So, yeah, the guy went to a magic tournament, took pictures of butt cracks.
Selfies with butt cracks in, like, dramatic poses.
Now, yeah, and then he posted them. Did he post it to Reddit originally?
Reddit.
Okay, so he did post it to Reddit.
The dude posted it one place once, yeah. And that was Reddit.
Yeah.
Every other place you've seen it was them finding it off of Reddit. It was, yeah. Dude, it was on motherfucking Time.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, Time.
Well, just to
like the old mediaist of the old media got a hold of it.
Yeah. And so people are upset because they're calling it bullying.
Another group of people are not upset.
Another group
because
of people.
They're against butt cracks.
So here's the thing. So on one hand, you have people who are considered it bullying. On the other hand, you have the people who think that, you know, maybe people who play Magic should. It's not necessarily you're expressing your freedom and by throwing your ass crack out. That's not a part of who you are. That's just you being lazy and disgusting. Either way, here's my problem with it. I have problems with the bullying factor, mainly because I was more making fun of the dude with the prayer hands and his fucking knuckle tattoos. Like, he looks like the type of guy that if he was sitting in one of those chairs, his ass crack would be hanging out, too.
Actually, someone pointed that out when they were trying to make fun of that guy, and he's like, nope, I understand that I'm huge. I'm very fat, but you know what? I bought pants to fit, so my ass crack doesn't hang out.
Yeah, well.
Actual response from that guy.
Yeah, but I would have to see the pictures. Pics or GTFO, Steve. Pics or GTFO.
I don't know. It'd be pretty hard to take a picture of yourself while you're sitting
at the
table.
Well, I mean, someone could take a picture with their prayer hands next to him. I think that's what needs to happen, is like, in order for it to happen, he needs to have a picture.
It's just going
to
be him wearing pants.
No, but I mean, he needs to have a picture of his ass crack hanging out just to let the world kind of like be like, it's okay, I'm doing it too. But
I'm in the middle of this.
Like the proverbial crack
like
of the ass.
Like the proverbial intergluteal cleft.
Yes.
I don't think it's bullying because there was no identification added towards each picture.
Yeah.
There's no faces.
I mean, the only reason I disagree with it is because this blew up so big. And not that it's necessarily his fault that it blew up this big,
but it's
become such a national thing that a lot of those people, not that you can actually even see their faces.
No,
so maybe
you
not,
can't see their faces.
But you can see a lot of people's faces in those pictures.
Sure.
So and it's not like magic is that anti-internet.
Maybe there'll be a bunch of guys who like all identify the ass crackies.
Yeah.
But that would mean that GP had like 5,000 fucking people or something.
Yeah.
It was retarded. And then there's people who are like vehemently defending this guy as some kind of fucking hero. No. The guy's funny. Like,
yeah.
He did something that was a joke.
Yeah.
He probably expected that, like, in all honesty, he most likely expected that to be like, oh, I don't know, maybe 100 karma on Reddit.
Like, ha ha ha, this is really funny.
Yeah.
And then there's like going to be some people who are going to bitch and moan about it.
Yeah.
And it's going to go away.
Yeah, it's going to be 100 karma,
but
and it's going
it
to fade off. Like, that's the thing. You can't predict an internet phenomenon like that. So, like, he blew up fucking gigantic. Like I said, it was on fucking Time. It was on everything.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you're a portly gentleman,
yes,
such as the person even taking the pictures, although, like I said, real quick, the funniest thing was the one guy who's like, we go to magic tournaments to play magic, not to be judged for how we look. Then you got fucking Fatty McNeckbeard over here taking pictures of asses. And it's like, So, I mean, that just...
Technically, the guy is right. You don't go to magic tournaments looking like fucking James Bond.
Yes, exactly.
You wear your funny t-shirt.
Which means that if you are... Letting your ass crack fly. Let your ass crack fly.
Yeah.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy. That's what, you know, they have a saying in Russia, and it is, don't be a pussy.
Yeah. As the seedy underbelly of the gaming podcast world that we are, let me just point out to the fact that we've been to many tournaments. We've run many tournaments. We've seen that.
Yeah.
It exists. There's a reason why most Games Workshop stores don't have chairs.
Yes, accurate.
Yeah.
That's it. My biggest point about it is that, you know, the only place you can concoct a plan where you're like, I'm going to go and take selfies next to ass cracks and get at least 20 of them, that means you know where you're going? You're going to a magic tournament.
Yeah. And no, you are absolutely right. And that's, I think, part of – it's not a problem. If you do whatever you want to do, but you have to understand that there's going to be people around you. And it's part of the whole body odor thing. Now, if – like,
well, they're not necessarily smelly.
Well, no, but listen, this is what I'm saying is, like, we always, like, gamers have no problems making fun of smelly gamers. We always talk about it on forums, we talk about it on podcasts, we talk about it to each other, like, the fucking stink of sometimes, like, the Games Plus auction. It stinks.
Dude, it smells so bad. I don't go there anymore because it smells so bad. I'm not even kidding.
The fucking War Machine tournament last year at Adepticon was so bad.
Dude, all of Adepticon stunk to me.
Yeah.
Like, I got into the store, and, like, every room I tried to go in, it smelled so bad. I was like, I'm out.
The War Machine one was the worst for me. That's the only reason why it sticks out in my head. The whole... Oh, my God.
are you masturbating right now?
Yes, I am.
Is your boner that uncontrollable?
Yes. No,
is it because you're thinking about sweaty asses?
But here's the thing. Is like, we could say this over and over again, but we're not identifying anybody. If we were able to put stink on the internet so people could smell it, and they could see, and we could put, like, next to a picture of a person, like, that might be going too far. But because we always say that. Like, if we say, oh, a bunch of ass cracks hanging out at a magic tournament, that's not bad. But if we took a picture of the ass cracks hanging out at a magic tournament, one picture, like, of all the ass cracks, like, say we took a picture and it was, like, 16 ass cracks hanging out, it'd be funny. But if we put that, like, I think it's because he took individualized pictures of all these different people and kind of singled them out. I think that's why people are getting upset.
Yeah,
about
I also
it.
Wondered if you would have just been totally nonchalant and just posted it as took some selfies at GP Richmond.
Yeah,
not pointing out the fact that they're all next to ass cracks and just letting people figure it out themselves.
Yeah.
I wonder if they thought they would think everyone would just think it was funnier because they're like, wait a minute.
There's a bunch of ass crack. I think it's just the way it was presented was wrong. I think people see that, and it kind of was. It's not, but it's not bullying because he's not actually. I mean, you could take it any way you want.
I understand that, like, there's lots of people who feel that it is bullying.
Yeah,
you're wrong. It's not bullying.
Yeah, but you know,
there's no calling out. It's perhaps in poor taste, and I could say it would be aggressive. But this is the biggest problem. Like, this whole like fucking internet bullying thing is. There is a big fucking difference between me going on a fucking forum and saying this fagmo eats dick.
Yeah,
and that's it. And then me aggressively harassing someone on Facebook until they kill themselves.
Yeah.
There's a fucking difference.
You know what, though? But that's the thing is, like, it's so new, like, this concept. And trust me, I got to deal with it all the time at work. Its concept is so new. It's always a fine line of what it actually is and what borderlines it. I mean, in my honest opinion, this does border internet bullying. It does. And mainly because someone in one of those pictures might actually recognize themselves, and it might cause them to be super depressed. You know, most of the people in
the
pictures...
Well, you know what? They should have less fucking shame in their game.
Exactly. That's what you say, but everybody's different.
If somebody
different.
Threw up a picture of my ass crack online, I'd be like, hey, check it out. I would make it the game classy fucking picture.
You would. But you know what, though? It's because me and you are very self-confident in who we are. Like, we don't really give a shit. Like, we walk around with, like, t-shirts that say Kawhi in the streets, Senpai in the sheets.
I fucking want that shirt so bad. I want it so desperately. I have to have it.
But, yeah, that's the thing is, like, and I get it. I thought it was hilarious. Well, I didn't think it was hilarious. I thought it was, like, Because I gave it a chuckle. I didn't even give it enough of it.
The one with the fucking tear and the close-up on his face, I fucking laughed. Because he was taking pictures hard style.
He was. I mean, he was the funnier part of it.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's the thing I thought was, the thing I thought was crazy is, like, people were so focused on the asses.
Yeah.
That they didn't realize how funny he was. That's, like, his pictures, like, the fucking prayer hands, or like when he was doing like the hard fists, or like the tears. And that's the thing, because people are so obsessed, or I'll even change it. Maybe because the ass cracks are so fucking prominent, they're all you can think about. Oh, gee, yeah. Maybe that's a problem.
Well, and that's the other part that I really agree with is that it's the thing is we're not telling people to lose weight. We're not saying that you're a fatty Magoo. We're not saying that...
You know you're a fatty Magoo. You know you need to lose weight.
But the thing is that you should dress properly. And not even like wear...
Or don't be butthurt when someone takes a picture of your butt. Yeah.
Don't... wear a belt. Wear pants that fit.
Oh, lots of guys wear belts and they still got the ass crack showing.
But I mean...
They need bigger pants.
Buy bigger pants. Buy proper fitting clothes. Buy, you know... I'm not saying go out and buy Gucci or, you know... lacrosse. Go out and just fucking find something that fits you properly. Like, it doesn't take that long to do, is to go to a store, spend some time, find stuff that fits properly. Go with someone. Go with a significant other. Go with your gaming group. Make it a D&D adventure. Where Ignatz the Orc has to find a proper fitting pants. Do that. You know, do whatever you need to do. LARP it if you need to. Be a level 16 vampire who's like, I need to buy new pants.
Or, alternatively... Buy bigger t-shirts.
Buy bigger t-shirts. Whatever you need to do, do it so that your ass crack. Because as opposed to most things, like, that's really disgusting is the fact that I have to look at your ass crack. It is. It's disgusting on every level. I do not want to see your ass crack.
I don't care. I just accept it as a fact of life.
Yeah, you accept it as a fact of life. I just don't want to see it. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, if this shames those, like, fucking 16 guys into not going to magic events anymore, I think magic events are better for it.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I do, because their asses are gone. You just said it's so disgusting for you to see.
But, I mean, even though it's disgusting for me to see, I don't think it's... I think there's alternative ways of doing that. I think that it should be in the rules. Maybe you should have, like, someone at the events.
No one has ever broached Assgate before.
I know. This is good, because it is controversial. It is bringing up some
topics. It's Assgate.
Yeah. Maybe there should be a rule that a ref would go up to a person and be like, you either need to fix your pants or you need to get the fuck out of here. That's what you need to do.
They can't do that, though, because their tournaments are still open for everyone. So
I know, but I mean, that doesn't mean you can't have a someone whose specifically job is to go around.
They
and
don't
say
ask
that.
People who are smelly to leave.
Well,
so.
Maybe they need to do that, too. Maybe they need to be like, you need to go put some deodorant on. You need to go fucking shower, you savage.
There was one guy who got in trouble because he carried Axe with him.
Yeah.
And when he would walk by someone who stunk, he would just be like, psh,
I know.
You're just fucking spraying with Axe.
You know what, though? Sometimes Axe smells worse than body odor.
Axe smells awful. Yeah. I just specifically knew it was Axe because I saw the can. I would use something else, obviously. Axe smells like dog shit. Like, it smells worse than poop. So,
yeah, in a lot of
like,
ways
it's
does.
Like, well, this is shit. This smells really bad.
The problem
with Axe, gross.
Axe is the Febreze of the fucking body world, body wash world.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Febreze, you could Febreze a dog turd, but it still smells like Febreze dog turd.
Yeah, the intent was there, which is, you know, just fucking spray stinky people with your fucking body spray.
Yeah, you get some, like, fucking hardcore deodorant and fix yourself. I mean, it's, I completely agree with you, is that sometimes, this is a controversy, and it needs to be approached in our world. It's part of what keeps me out of tournaments in a lot of ways. Also, my shitty playing ability keeps me out of tournaments in a lot of ways. But that's...
Oh, Ezio, your combos.
Hey, combos, combos, combos. But aside from that, do you have anything else you want to say on the topic? Aside from the fact that you think it's hysterical.
Man's a champion.
Man's a champion.
Man's a champion. And you know what? I don't know how long they banned him for, but
I thought that they said 6 months, but that turned out not to be true or something.
Yeah,
like
I don't
know.
I don't know how long they banned him for, but... all I have to say is now that he's
a fat dude with a neck beard. How could they tell him apart from anyone else at the Magic tournament?
I don't know.
He'd blend in.
I don't know. Although the one thing I could say is if he would have just posted it without his face, he wouldn't have been banned.
Yeah, but his face was the best part.
I know it was. It was. He could have just taken pictures of the ass
cracks and put it up there.
But here's the thing. If I were him, because he's just banned from participation, because they can't actually ban you from where you're going.
Yeah.
So if I were him, I don't know how long he's played Magic or whatever the fuck his plans are, but I would now make it a point to go to as many Magic tournaments and photograph ass cracks as possible. I would now, like, if he was me, I would now escalate.
Yeah, because that's you.
In response, I would escalate this to actual bullying. I would start identifying people when they're ass cracks.
I would. I know you would.
I would fucking like that's the thing. I like escalation.
You do. I'm not arguing that. No, there's the I do think that there are people. I agree with what
you're
saying.
If you're ballsy enough to have your ass fucking half, like, there was a dude whose ass was just out. Like, his pants were like maybe like 3 inches away from completely exposing his ass.
Yeah.
So if you're ballsy enough to walk around with your ass hanging out like that, fucking nut up and don't cry when someone takes a picture of it.
Yeah.
Or points it out. You know, and that's the thing too. If he'd have pointed it out there, they'd have probably ejected him from the site. He'd be like, "Hey dude, your ass is hanging out." They'd probably be like, "You're making players uncomfortable. You have to leave." That's likely what would happen. Yeah. That's how lopsided the fucking world is.
I know. And I think that's the problem is that there's no one really addressing what's making the other players uncomfortable. It's not necessarily your ass crack. It's not that you feel uncomfortable when someone points it out. It's the fact that other people are uncomfortable around you. And that's the bigger problem, I think, with a lot of things. And as I agree, I think that there is an element of bullying in this. And I don't necessarily agree with his tactics. I just think that there's this needs to be addressed by the organizers more than the players themselves.
They won't, though.
I know they won't.
They'll lose so much face if they do. They just gotta go with the popular opinion, and the popular opinion seems to be bullying, but I'm not sure. I think the popular opinion outside the gaming world, plus some people in the gaming world, is that, like, this guy is totally in the right, butt cracks.
I don't agree with that.
The gaming world, people are all on the side of the butt crackies.
No, I think the majority of the world is on the butt crackies. I think the majority, because internet bullying is so huge that the majority of people who are picking it up are seeing it as internet bullying because they don't know our world. I think the majority of people inside our world who are not Magic players are actually on the dude's side because we think it's funny.
Mm.
But the
most of the articles I saw were definitely pro pictures.
You think?
Yeah,
I saw the opposite.
The articles I saw were anti ass crack.
Well, everyone's anti ass crack in all honesty. let's be fair. No one wants to see ass crack unless it's on a hot chick or hot dude. Like the Spartans.
Not even necessarily. Like most of, like,
some
if,
muscle
if
booty
I'm at a,
muscles.
If I'm at a tournament, I'm there to play the game. I'm not there to see some girl with her fucking, like, giant boobs, cleavage hanging out, trying to distract the guy she's playing against, going like, "Oh my,
what you looking at? These are my freedom tits, man.
My freedom boobies."
The freedom boobies.
It's just like, you know what? Why don't you put a real shirt on?
Yeah.
But that's the thing. If this were,
she's like leaning over, like, "Oh, I have to get my figure," and you're like, "It's not your turn. Get back there. We are playing a game. Don't you try to distract me.
Get out of here, Tits McGee.
Get out of here.
Put a real shirt on.
Put a real shirt on. I'm here to play a game, damn it." But yeah, that's...
I mean,
cleavage is the butt crack of women.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, there's a bigger issue.
No, if it's a hot guy's butt, it would be like equivalent to a cleavage.
If there was a hot dude sitting there playing Magic with his ass crack hanging out, I don't think I'd be able to stand it. I'd be like,
you'd be like, let's go to the parking lot.
Are you Spartan?
Do you want a taco?
Your muscle mass is amazing.
Do you want to get a burrito?
You want to get a burrito? You and me.
Let's go. We'll go to El Famous.
We'll go to El Famous. No, it's
I'll get some more cha-cha.
It's the whole issue is just ridiculous. I think it opens up a bigger can of worms about etiquette at a tournament. But then again, you boil down to it, you're at a Magic tournament.
This shit will be completely forgotten about in 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's interesting, and I know this will spark some interesting debate, because you'll have some guy in a forum who is probably from the UK being like, fuck him! He's a great guy! You know, this is all these nerds. And then you'll have someone else in the forum who's usually like, it's not proper to make fun of nerds.
Whatever.
Like
I mean, there was a very the other reason this is kind of a hot topic in the Magic world specifically is recently at a larger event. I think it was a grand. I'm not exactly sure which one it was, but a player was taking pictures of people at the tournament and tweeting those pictures and saying mean things about.
Yeah,
the
see, that's what I'm talking about. Like that's
a different story than a bunch of unnarrated laundry list pictures. If I take a picture of you and I say, look at this piece of shit douche, he eats dicks. As a matter of fact, he coughed out some dicks earlier.
You did that? You already do that.
Well, yeah, but it's you.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, that's what I mean. Like, if that's what you're posting about everybody, that's clearly, like, inciting, you know. Yeah.
I think for some people, it's a dozen of, six of one, half dozen of the other. You know, it's, some people don't see that delineation. You see that delineation. I see that delineation. But for some people, they don't see that delineation between the two.
Also,
and I think that's just the overall problem.
I don't see anyone drawing fan art of the ass crackies.
That's true. That guy, that fan art was pretty good at that, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think he kind of looks like you a little bit. He's like a bigger version of you.
Yeah, that's what I was told. I kind of agree with that.
I you don't have the knuckle tattoos that say like mana.
I don't. I'm not as big as that gentleman either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're missing it. You got the facial hair going. That's proper. All right, so that's about the end of the episode.
That's the thing. Everyone's calling him a neckbeard, which is he's not a neckbeard. People don't understand. Here's people don't understand what a neckbeard actually is. Like I see neckbeard misused constantly.
What do you say neckbeard
like,
is?
You not a neckbeard. Myself not a neckbeard. See how it's on here?
Yeah.
There's nothing here. A neckbeard is someone who's got like a weird like pushed back Abraham Lincoln beard. Generally, that's teenage boys. Like. Yeah. Most old guys aren't neckbeards because like the teenage boys have the awkward like chin strap, but it's like back a step.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of down. It's weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but like
I for me, neckbeard was always just it was where you awkwardly trim your beard so that it's kind of longer like under the chin.
Mm, mm.
And so it kind of
I got nothing on the chin.
Yeah. I mean like
I'm doing mutton chops.
You got the mutton chops going on. But I think it's come to mean just that slovenly
beard.
Unwashed. Not even unshaven, but it's just that slovenly gamer, that guy who just doesn't care about his appearance.
It's evolved.
Yeah, it's evolved to that point.
All right.
Where you just say neck beard and it's like
people like get the image.
Yeah,
they get the milady. Yeah. Tipping intensifies.
Like that guy. If you look at that picture, that's like the epitome of what a neckbeard looks like.
Right, right on.
Like that. Like he's not quite got the facial hair yet, and all of that. I'm getting kind of tired of my facial hair, but I just don't feel like shaving it.
I fucking hate shaving, dude. It's the worst.
I do too. I'm glad that beards have come back. But anyway, aside from that. Go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at Game Classy. Like our Facebook page.
Yeah, I haven't been very active anywhere, and I won't be for a while because almost all my free time is dedicated to the gym and the Dark Souls 2. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Steve will eventually. My problem is I can't get Facebook at work. I can only get it on my phone.
I am at Facebook at work, so
yeah,
there's always that.
I don't have my Facebook on my – I only have it on my phone. It's a pain in the ass to post because just I'm running on 3G.
Yeah, it sucks.
I'm firewalled on Facebook. Trust me. Ooh. I've tried every proxy. It doesn't work. I've almost wanted to set up an FTP and all that fun stuff, but I just decided
seems like a lot of work for Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah, so I don't get to post that much on there.
Yeah, during the day, during weekdays, I'll be on there. But yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be Dark Souls 2 all day, all the time.
Go to, you could like our sister podcast, Past Retro Gaming.
Oh, I forgot.
What?
Wait. Hang on. Wow, I'm about to debut a new segment on Game Classic.
Well, you better hurry up.
We got to get this in because it's got to happen. What time is this? It's time for that. What time is it? It's time to troll Pat. So, Pat B of Pat's Retro Game Review
Podcast.
What a doucher.
What do you do now?
Oh, I don't know. Just not reading text in games. He claims he's no longer a Call of Duty fan. I think it's a camouflage.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it's a smoke screen. He's throwing up. He's secretly still playing the duty whenever he can.
My duties. Gotta play duty.
No, I don't know. I wonder what he's up to. He's probably got a huge boner for Titanfall.
Anthony does. I know that.
I mean, it's a bro shooter, so like I know those guys are really big into bro shooters.
I don't get it myself. Like people get like it's like so good for FPS. I'm like, but where's the story?
I don't even care about the story. Just like the repetitive gameplay of it is like
that's
something
I'm talking about. It's like there's no progression. There's no story in it. And like it's like, well, you're fighting each other till the Titan comes down. I'm like, what kind of battle tactic is that? Why don't you come down with the Titan? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, apparently they like drop them and you can like get into them, but you can steal the other guys.
Like, how come you don't drop with the Titan?
I think there is a way to do that, but I don't know for sure.
That just makes more sense.
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's, like, objectives and shit, or, like, I don't know. Because, like, the only games that that fall into the level of repetitive that, like, kind of work are, like, MOBAs. Because they're repetitive, but they're always the same map.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no variance, so you can apply strategies because the map's the same.
Yeah, I get it. No, I mean, and as I say, it's like Titanfall is probably it looks probably gorgeous on the Xbox One. The X-Bone. It probably plays really well if you're into that sort of thing. But it's just for me, I look at it and I'm like, I do not want to play anybody at this game. I do not want to play the same thing over and over and over again. This is like a $15 purchase for me that I could play by myself against the AI. That's what I would rather do.
Yeah. And official challenge thrown out. I threw a challenge out of Pat B because I destroyed him so badly at the Galloping Ghost.
Yeah.
That he downplayed so much.
Yeah.
I'm like, this time we're bringing tallies.
Okay.
We're going to tally the win loss and I will bring it back on the next
section.
You
got to understand that sometimes people just play for fun, Steve.
Not Pat B. No.
No.
He was getting salty. He was getting salty.
Uh-oh. Thrown out there.
What time was that? It was time for that. What time was that? It was time to troll Pat.
I like that bit. Yeah. I like the theme song.
I want that at the end of every episode.
It's almost as good as Beyond the Gates of Antares. Yeah, so also, once again, thank you to the Northampton Gamers.
Northampton.
We're going to put you up on the – we'll put your link up on the Facebook page. Hopefully someday you could beat the Northampton Warlords or whatever they're called. And maybe one day we can beat the Michigan Poker Hour. So once again,
there are Northampton Warlords.
There are Northampton Warlords. Once again, go to iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe to us. And also comment on Tabletop Gaming News. I love the fact that we're the only podcast that actually gets anyone to say anything on there.
Woo!
Not that people who are listening to Meeples and Miniatures actually have much to say. Not that we have anything actually to say. I don't think we review anything when it comes to games.
I picked up Betrayal at House on the Hill, so pretty excited to play that.
Okay. Yeah. I got the expansion to the DC Universe card game.
Nice. Shazam. He's really fucking good.
Yeah.
He's not as busted as Wonder Woman, but...
I'm interested in giving it a try. I just got it with my ducats from the auction.
Yeah. Some motherfucking Captain Marvel.
Shazam.
Alright, so Steve, until next week. Holy shit, this was a long podcast.
Yes, long podcast. Until next week, I don't know, you died.
I can't beat the skeleton.
Game Classy.